Hello?
Hi there. My name is Oz. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. Am I speaking with Linda? Hello, ma'am. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race, please? What is your race?
Black.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. And for the statistical purposes, what is your age?
56.
56. Okay, thank you so much. Just confirming. I know it's still a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I'll vote. I'm always voting.
Definitely vote? Would that be correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank
Go
you.
Ahead.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
It can be better, it can be better.
So would you say you are satisfied or very satisfied?
Satisfied,
thank you. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress to be focused on? You can select up to two issues. The issues mentioned here are reducing crime, protecting LGBTQ rights, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, standing up to a rise in racism and discrimination, reducing gun violence, improving K-12 public school education, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, protecting women's reproductive freedom and abortion rights, fighting inflation, providing affordable childcare, and improving the economy. Which two issues are the most important to you that you want Congress to be focused on?
Fighting crime.
Reducing
crime, however you want to say it. Reducing crime and better health.
Health, mental health, you said? Or maternal
yes,
health? Let me see. Actually, what we mentioned here is investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer. Would that be the one?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. And let's move on. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? How have you heard? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all, huh? Okay.
If I disconnect, phone guy, just call me back, okay? I'm trying to get to the charge, but carry on.
Very well. Do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
Mm-hmm.
Do you support or oppose the efforts of to remove or ban books from public schools? Do you support that, banning books from public schools, removing books from public schools, or do you oppose that?
I approve of it.
You support that or oppose it?
I support it.
Somewhat support or a strong support?
Strong support.
Some support, okay. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, and you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. However, if you have no opinion or never heard of a person or organization, please say so. How do you feel about Kamala Harris from 0 to 100?
100.
100, thank you. How do you feel about Beyoncé?
Who?
Beyoncé, the artist. Do you know her? If you don't know her, never heard of the name before?
I know.
Okay, very well. In that case, we'll add that you don't know the name. How do you feel about Joe Biden?
I love him. He's doing a great job.
So what number would you give him?
100.
100, thank you. Very well, let's move on. Almost there, ma'am. I know it's a way off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election was held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, Cornel West, the third-party candidate, and Joe Biden, the Democrat, for whom would you vote?
Say again?
For whom would you vote if the 2024 presidential election were held today? Would you vote for Donald Trump, the Republican, Cornel West, third-party candidate, or Joe Biden, Democrat?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Switching things up a bit, please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact on your life, 5 means a moderate impact on your life, and 0 means you think it won't have any impact at all on your life. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Affirmative action ending. How much impact do you think that will have on your life from 0 to 10?
7,
thank you. And the crime and violence in this country, how much impact does that fact have on your life from 0 to 10? Crime and violence in this country.
5,
thank you. Moderate. Climate change, how much impact would that have on your life?
7,
thank you. And the country's economy going into a recession soon, would that have any impact on your life from 0 to 10?
It would have a impact on everybody's life. It'd be 10.
10, okay, very well. Let's move on. Thank you, ma'am. I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy. The first one is, the government should provide free child care to all families. Do you agree or disagree with that policy?
Agree.
Would that be a strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat agree? Strongly.
Strongly.
Is that correct? Strongly agree?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Next, policy suggestion is the government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Disagree? Would that be somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Disagree.
Somewhat disagree?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Ban assault weapons. Do you agree or disagree with that policy?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Strongly, thank you. The government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21 for medical and recreational use. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Thank you. The government should pass a law that creates a federal paid family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition. Do you agree or disagree, ma'am?
Say it again.
Yeah, the government should pass a law that creates a federal paid family leave and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition.
I agree.
Strongly agree or just somewhat?
I strongly agree.
Strongly, thank you. Children under the age of under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Disagree somewhat or strongly disagree?
Strongly.